Time for the wash-up, and a Bell Park win gets them on the board for season 2021. 9-19-73, Geelong West Giants 7-9-51. Lucky enough to be joined by the coach of the Dragons, Shane Jack. Jackie, nice to finally get 4 points in the bank after a couple of losses to start the season.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Yeah, it was, mate. We thought we took a fair few steps against Colac in that in round two. Obviously, in the end, they got us with their bigger bodies, and they got hold of us in the last quarter. We took some strides, in that game, and we followed it on the yesterday just gone. So our inaccurate kicking let us down at times, but I thought we controlled the game. For most of the four quarters, had a good purple patch, probably. Had to throw for about 5 to 10 minutes of that last quarter, but apart from that, I thought we were pretty dominant. So,
yep. What impressed you most about the performance?
Yeah, look, mate, it was probably a bit. We had a few out from the week before. We had Charlie Wilson go down with an ankle, Aiden Domic with a wrist, and Keegan Gray, who's been in some good form for us, he got called up to Werribee. So, they're probably three of our top, I know, five to ten players. So, we brought in some kids. I had three under-19s play yesterday, and we've got a heap of 19 and 20-year-olds. So it's just pleasing for them, I think, to see the work they've done over the pre-season starting to pay off. And obviously it's a lot more enjoyable around footy clubs when you're winning games. So, it was just a good sign for them to play with our senior experienced players. We had the two Sherringhams come back yesterday, and they just had not so much their football talent, but just the knowledge and to help out with the younger boys. So,
talk to us about those kids. Zach Murkovic being one of those.
Yeah, so Zach played his first game yesterday, so he's obviously he's a Falcons boy, but he's still under-19s. We had Jack McMahon, who's only 17. He debuted the week before against Colac, and we had Jack Hall, who's been pretty dominant in his junior footy. He debuted as well the week before, so. Three ripping young boys, and they're only going to improve, and the more games we get into them, they're going to have a long future at Bell Park. So, it's a good sign.
Yep. It was a game you had to win. I know three rounds and 0-3 is not the worst situation to be in, but you would have found yourself two games off the pace early in the year, and you find yourself playing catch-up. But when you're 1-2 and, you know, fifth sits 2-1, you're sort of still in that mix, and it's not as a bigger gap to make up.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Even though I probably don't want the players, I knew it was a fairly big game. And look, they've been in... They beat Lara, and I think they also got Grovedale. So they're in some pretty good form. So they've got a few Werribee VFL guys who are a bit of an unknown. But, I just said to the boys, if we can bring the same pressure that we brought against the Colac, I expected a good result. And that's the way it was. So, like I said, it was pleasing to get on the board. And now we move on pretty quickly, and we try and square out the ledger against St Albans this week.
Do you hope to have Wilson back for that?
No, mate, it looks like he's waiting still to get scans back for his ankle, but I'd say he'll be at 3 or 4, Aiden Domic will be a bit longer. So unfortunately for them boys and for us and for the VFL, it is what it is. But, we'll still look at other avenues. We had our twos had a good win yesterday, and our under-19s had a really good fight against St Mary's under-19s. So there's some boys there that are ready to put their hand up.
You had some boys cramped when we called the GFL match of the day on K-Rock back in round one against Grovedale, including Jackson Sherringham basically going into a full-body spasm. Did he get through yesterday a little bit better?
Yeah, he did, mate. It was good. He obviously had the week off against Colac. He was probably touch and go, but obviously... Like I said, and with his age as well, we gave him the week off, and it was good to have him back out there. His ball use and running through the middle of the ground, and his decisions by hand of foot, he's just elite. So he got through. We seem to get through pretty injury-free for once. So, we'll be good. Looking forward to next week already.
Is Ben Lloyd the best unknown player in the GFL?
Mate, he's a serious talent, and he... there's a lot of people, I was even just talking to Greg Mellor after the game, and he was obviously, he come up to me and he goes, "Gee, that Benny Lloyd." So, he's really good. We tried him in the midfield probably the first week, and he played a bit in there the second game against Colac, but his dominant position is across that half-back line. And even for a kid his age, he just sets us up so much. Him and Stevie Benstead, Just really control that back line. He was back to his dominant best yesterday, clearly being best on ground for us.
Talk to us about going forward. Do you have any injury concerns out of yesterday in terms of the 22 that played? Obviously, as you mentioned, you've got Wilson and Domic with concerns, but any others out of yesterday that might be a struggle for next week against St Albans?
Nah, looks like we should be all right, mate. It's we had a few boys sore and stuff, but I'm sure that's like everyone. So at the moment, we're looking pretty injury-free from last week, so it'll be good going in just to see, have a fresh side and that we don't have to worry about anything like that. So
yep, there'll be a couple of players that won't mind being on St Albans. I think of Isaac Wareham off the top of my head as being one.
Yeah, look, Isaac was really good for us yesterday, actually. He's a ripping kid, and he's fitted in really well. Obviously, he's an elite runner, so the big open spaces, they definitely should suit a couple of our boys. But I'll have a look at St Albans during the week and have a look what they've got, and then we'll work it out and go from there.
All right, good stuff. Jackie, really appreciate your time. Busy morning. Had the daughter having a kick. Has she got some of the Jack family talent?
She played last year, just under 12 girls footy, so... It's a good laugh to watch them, but she's out there enjoying, and that's the best part, to see all the kids back out there playing. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's great to see kids playing footy and seeing adults playing footy after the year off. Jackie, well done. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck next week against the Super Saints.
Thanks, Kit. Cheers.